It's Loving the Strange with Carrie Jones and Sean Farrar. Loving the Strange, a podcast for weirdos and those who want to be weirder, embrace the strange. New episodes every Saturday, live streaming Fridays. Loving the Strange. Check us out. Hey, welcome to Loving the Strange.
What's up, y'all?
I don't know, man. I feel like I'm messing things up already.
Well, I think that's just when we do the other podcast.
All right. Are you sure?
No, I'm not sure of anything.
Okay, good. That's great. I think normally in the podcast, I have headphones on. And I can't remember if it's for a specific reason or just because I think it makes me look cooler and I need all the help I can to
put
look
them on
cooler.
And just don't plug them in, baby.
No.
Yay,
D. Hey, D. So we were really worried about D because D's sick. And everyone, if you're listening, whenever you listen, live or after the fact, give D some good feel better D vibes.
Feel better D vibes?
Yeah, because D is sick and we don't want D sick. D's awesome and wonderful and does not deserve a bad cough.
That's
and
fair.
All kinds of horrible infection-y things.
Oh.
Yeah.
She doesn't have the vid.
I don't think she has the vid.
That's good.
The doctor, I don't believe, told her she had the vid.
She probably just got immersed in a bunch of kid germs lately.
Yeah, maybe, because D works at a school like the true superhero that D is.
Yeah.
But this podcast is about us hoping D feels better, about us hoping John Bell gets a good night's sleep, and also about weird pets. But before we get into that,
yeah,
I just had this epiphany.
Oh, no. And again?
That's really mean.
No, it's not. It's
you
awful.
Said, oh no. Oh no, when I said that I had
Well, I'm just getting overwhelmed with epiphany related projects.
I've had a lot of epiphanies today, and Sean's a little. He can't keep up. It's hard to keep up.
I cannot.
So, anyways, my epiphany is I think that we should have a podcast, and it's just called Getting Old.
Oh.
I don't know if this already exists, but I think this is brilliant. And you just talk about getting old. And all the facets.
It's got to exist somewhere.
Of getting old. I don't.
Well, we'd have to make that a long run podcast.
Well, because we're getting old for a very long time,
yeah,
hopefully.
We still have a lot of years that we could live.
I don't know. I just learned a lot about my DNA last night, and it's not looking good. Dee said she'd listen to it. Thank you, Dee. You non-old human you.
I know, Dee's not old.
No, but she still listened to it. And that's why we love Dee. So.
So.
Do you feel like that's a workable thing?
Oh, yeah.
All right, cool.
Put it on the epiphany honey-do list.
Then it's never going to
happen. As opposed to the regular honey-do list.
All right, let me go find the epiphany honey-do list, and I'll put it down there. We're going to be all fine. So this podcast, Sean Kelly, do you want to say what this podcast is about?
It's about strange animal laws.
It's so random.
And it was your topic that you came up with, and I think it's actually really pretty funny.
I know, but it's so random.
I have to preface it, though.
Yeah?
After reading a bunch of these, I feel like anytime you listen to one of these strange animal laws, you got to think to yourself, did they make that law because somebody actually did that particular thing?
I know, right?
Right?
Yeah. Like, or did someone think someone may do this someday? Let's make a law about it.
Well, a lot of these, that's really forward thinking.
So, hey, before we start, happy Labor Day weekend, everyone.
Oh, yeah.
If you're in the U.S. and you labor, which
if you don't labor, you'll still probably have a good weekend.
Yeah, I feel like the U.S. is full of labor. And there you go. I don't know. You want to start?
Sure, I'll start.
I think it's going to be a pretty mellow, short podcast today.
Really? Because I got tons of information.
Okay.
But if he's the only one here and she's sick, we can cut it a little shorter.
People listen after the fact. It's just...
Mine are in alphabetical order.
All right.
By state.
Do you have the same website I have?
Well, that would be silly. Did you say do I or don't I?
I said do you.
Do you have the dogplace.org?
Is your very first one Alaska?
No, my very first one is Alabama.
Okay, all right.
My website knows the alphabet order.
Oh, D took a nap. D might be able to make it.
All right.
D's my favorite person other than you, honey. And Emily, our child. And Zane, our other child. Shoot. D, you're my favorite person I'm not related to.
There you go.
Yeah, there we go. Although we're probably secretly related, God knows. All right.
So in Alabama, it's against the law to promote, participate in, or be employed during a bear wrestling match, or to subject a bear to declawing, tooth removal, or any other type of surgical alteration.
You know that's real. You know somebody was doing that to bears.
Oh, yeah. I'm sure they were.
Because humans are B words. B-A-S-T-A-R-D-S words.
Apparently, there's a bunch of tricksters in Alabama because it's they also have a law on the books that declares altering the teeth of a horse or a mule to make him appear younger than his actual years is a serious state offense.
I feel like people should have that law about people, too. You know how, like, people bleach their teeth?
Yeah.
So that, like, they can appear younger, and then they go on Real Housewives of insert geographical location. I feel like I need to bleach them.
Mine are more like vanilla folder color.
What? I don't think they're vanilla folder color. I think that's your shirt. I feel like the blue of my shirt is reflecting and making my teeth look gray right now.
Oh, I think they look pretty sparkling. Like,
thank you. Anyway. Do you know how how unyellow your teeth are?
You hold a piece of white paper up there?
Yes, but do you know?
I saw that commercial.
Do you also know how?
No.
You break your tooth. And you go into the dentist doctor, and the dentist doctor, also known as the dentist, tells you, oh, we need to go lighter on that cap. And you think, yay, thank you for not smoking or drinking too much tea. I'm always worried that the tea is going to stay in my
head.
What?
Yeah. Nate!
Hey, Nate. We're very excited to see Nate. And always, Pogi, who's just came in with a toy.
A noisy toy.
So weird animal laws. You know that those people in Alabama were doing stuff to bear teeth.
Oh, yeah.
And what was the other teeth? Horse teeth?
Yeah, horse or mule teeth to make them look younger.
Wow.
You know, probably to sell. You can sell a 17-year-old horse and just call them like 12.
Wow, that's crazy.
It's like turning back the odometer on a car.
Did you ever do that?
No, I would never know how to do that.
I'm pretty positive that people in my family did that.
Well, the farther back you go, the easier it was.
I bet Nate might know how to do that.
Yeah, he probably does.
I bet, because Nate's handy that way. Mm-hmm. Not that you ever would, Nate, but I feel like of our friends, you would have that skill set.
Oh, I think so too.
Yeah. Smart like that. So,
do you want me to do another one?
No, it's my turn,
okay,
right?
Go ahead.
Okay, ready?
Yeah.
So, this is from, most of mine are going to be from bitrebels.com. And my first one is from Alaska, where it says it's illegal to do a Mitt Romney. It doesn't say that, but that's what it is. Do you know what a Mitt Romney is?
Me?
Mm-hmm.
No.
It's tying a dog to the roof of your car.
Oh, yeah, my list says that's in Anchorage, so I think that might be like a town ordinance.
Yeah.
You know somebody's done that before, too.
Mitt Romney did it. That's one of the reasons he lost the election one time he ran for president. There was like this huge outcry because I don't think he just tied the dog to the roof, but I think he had maybe and I'm very sorry if this is inaccurate, but I think he tied like a dog kennel to the roof of his car and they drove down the interstate.
What?
Yeah. And people were really upset.
Did they like at least have like a wind barrier or something?
I don't think so. But I don't know enough of the facts to be accurate about
that. So what was your first one?
That from Alaska.
Yeah.
That you're not allowed to tie your dog to the roof of the car.
That was the only one you've said for Alaska so far?
Yeah.
Oh, okay. Do you have more?
There's always more, but...
For Alaska.
No.
Because I do.
Okay, let's hear it.
Moose may not be viewed from an airplane.
Do people have a pet moose?
Viewed from an airplane.
I know, but I thought this was about pets.
It's outrageous animals.
All right, that's cool.
And wait. People can have a pet moose. It doesn't say anything about that.
No, that's true.
It's also considered an offense to feed alcoholic beverages to a moose.
Can you imagine?
They like to take care of their moose.
Like, here's a Coors Light, bud. Who does that?
Who does what?
Who feeds a moose a bud?
The same guy that rides around with an alligator in his truck, probably.
In Alaska.
No, in Florida.
Can you just, like, imagine the Alaska legislature? Like, they're all sitting down, and they're going to, like, argue or debate the bills, and they're like, okay, our next one is, can you feed a moose alcohol? Yeah, you can, Philly. Like, can you imagine, like, the yays? Like, you should totally feed a moose alcohol.
Well, those are all the ones that give them a dependent upon moose for their sustenance in the wintertime.
Maybe, or maybe they just get lonely and they want to give them a black Russian or something. Like, yeah. They're like, I hang out with my bud, the moose. We have some Allen's coffee brandy. Sit beside the fire on the long Alaska nights and things happen.
You could. And you're right. This is supposed to be about strange pet laws, but.
But we're breaking the rules.
But I got a lot of good animals.
All right, let's hear another one.
From me?
Yeah.
All right. Yeah, this is from Arizona.
Okay.
Hunting camels is prohibited.
In Arizona?
Yep.
Do they have a lot of camels in Arizona?
Must be like a camel hunting ranch where they import the prey. No, not the prey.
Prey.
Yeah. You know, they import the prey too, actually. They're called humans. Also, donkeys.
For skinwalker. Okay, so apparently.
Donkeys cannot sleep in bathtubs.
I have just looked this up. Are you ready?
Yeah.
Before you move on to the donkeys. Apparently, there were wild camels in the American West, and it was initially the Army's answer, quote, according to Smithsonian, on how to settle the frontier.
Use camels?
Yes.
For travel?
Yes.
Why not? Other people do.
So this is really funny. Ready? I'm going to read it. In the 1880s, wild menace haunted the Arizona Territory. It was known as the Red Ghost, and its legend grew as it roamed the high country. It trampled a woman to death in 1883. It was rumored to stand 30 feet tall. So Sean Height, a cowboy, once tried to rope the ghost, but it turned and charged his mount, nearly killing them both. One man chased it, then claimed it disappeared, like Bigfoot, right before his eyes. Another swore it devoured a grizzly bear. The eyewitnesses said it was a devilish-looking creature strapped on the back of some strange-looking beast, Marshall Trimble, Arizona's official state historian, said. Months after the first attacks, a group of miners spotted the ghost along the Verde River. As Trimble explained in the Arizoniana, his book about folk tales of the Old West, they took aim at the creature. When it fled their gunfire, something shook loose and landed on the ground. The miners approached the spot where it fell. They saw a human skull lying in the dirt, bits of skin and hair still stuck to the bone. And then a farmer was like, hey, there's a feral camel here in my tomato patch. And then he killed it, and then the ghost was dead.
The ghost never showed up again.
No, it was a feral camel.
So who was the poor? It probably wasn't feral. Some poor sap was riding it and died.
And got stuck on it.
Yeah.
I know.
For like a long time.
If that story is true, yeah, that's nasty, right?
Then a poor camel had to deal with the buzzards coming down.
So apparently in the 19th century, wild camels really roamed the western part of the United States.
Wow.
And they got there because the Secretary of War, Jefferson Davis, asked Congress for $30,000 for the purchase and importation of camels to be employed for military purposes.
And they just cut them loose when they decided they didn't want to pursue the camel idea.
Yeah, they like, well, it was before Choo-Choo Trans, right? And yeah. The Transcontinental Railroad. And so they're like, this is how we'll expand westward. Camels are awesome. They can haul supplies. They can haul humans, blah, blah, blah. But it didn't work out.
Did they get the two humpers or the single ones?
I don't know if they got the two humpers or the single ones. But only you would call them humpers.
Well, like, yeah. Is it one of them dromedary?
Yes.
Yeah. All right. That's your lesson for today.
I'm sorry. I thought that was interesting.
No, did I bore you? To the audience.
Did I bore everyone?
No, I was talking about my two humpers and one humper categorizing ability.
Sean.
All right. You got. Well, you just interjected all that information.
So it's your turn again.
People need a break now.
No more knowledging.
What?
No more knowledging.
Oh.
This is not what the podcast is about.
Here's
this podcast is about Sean.
Here's a couple good ones from Colorado. This is everything about me.
Yes.
So Colorado state law. It is illegal to ride a horse while under the influence. Alcohol or drugs, probably.
Intoxicating liquors.
Intoxicants.
Intoxicating liquors.
That makes sense to me.
Okay.
Denver.
All right.
This is a local. The dog catcher.
All right.
Must notify dogs of impounding by posting for 3 consecutive days a notice on a tree in the city park and along a public road running through said park.
This sounds like a Bar Harbor Maine law. It's all jumbled and garbled.
Sounds like they got stray dog problem in their parks.
Whoa. Susie says in the UK. Hi, Susie. Susie says in the UK, it's illegal to dock tails and clip ears of dogs and to declaw cats. I'm all right with that.
Good thing we don't live in the UK.
What? We don't do any of those things.
We declawed our dogs.
We did not declaw dogs or dock the tails of our cats. Hey. D says you can't operate all that horsepower intoxicated.
That's for sure. I have one more from Colorado.
Oh, all right.
This is from a town called Sterling, and it's pretty freaking funny.
Okay, I'm ready.
I wish I could see it if everybody was abiding by the law. Cats may not run loose without having been fit with a tail light.
What? They put a little light on their tail?
I imagine all these like bicycle lights darkening around neighborhoods and yards. And
dude, that's awesome. Where is that?
Sterling, Colorado.
I want to do that. Just so I can see all the kitties. when you're talking about Alaska,
yeah,
there is another one I have from Animal Legal Defense Fund from Alaska, where it's illegal in Juneau for any animal, including doggies and kitties, to enter any barber shop or establishment for the practice of hairdressing or beauty culture.
So you can't take your dog to a human hairdresser to be groomed.
Yeah, or a cat, or any other animal, like a platypus. A great blue heron?
You got to groom.
A hamster?
They clip their wings so they can't fly?
I don't know. I'm just saying they're not allowed there. I think that's kind of random.
It is?
Yeah.
Okay, you ready for the Florida one?
No. I'm never ready for Florida.
Huh?
Nothing.
That was funny.
Okay.
Guess what it's about. What animal?
Alligators?
No. Good guess. When you're wrong.
Bigfoot.
No.
Those pink flamingo things?
No.
Bigfoot.
You already said that.
Skunk ape.
3 times now. If an elephant is left tied to a parking meter,
what?
The parking fee has to be paid just as it would for a vehicle. I think Florida had some jokesters because the other one in Florida is also very unbelievably jokey. So
okay.
Having sexual relations with a porcupine is illegal.
What? No one ever did that.
That's what I'm saying.
No one ever. The poor porcupine.
I think some Florida man or woman was just like, I'm going to run for state legislature just so I can make up some stupid ass laws that aren't about alligators for once.
That's really wrong. That's so wrong. My only Florida one is this. Ready?
Yeah.
Quote from Bit Rebels, better keep your best goldfish impression under wraps in Miami. It's illegal to imitate an animal there.
What? They just don't like furries.
I guess not. Like, jeez. There's no furry cons over there in Miami.
I guess not. The whole group would be under wraps.
Like, you couldn't put on a Bigfoot costume and walk down the street and say, hi, I'm Bigfoot.
Apparently not.
So much better to live here. No offense, Miami, but that's just sad.
It is.
D says, Perry the platypus, because D is awesome. And Susie says, in Alaska, you cannot build a fence across a natural animal trail.
Well, that makes sense.
That's cool.
Definitely.
And D says, I feel like a drunk Florida man wouldn't think twice about having relations with a porcupine, especially if they're dared. Especially if they're double dog dared. Sean Kelly.
Double dog dared? What?
As a Florida man who has been drunk in the past.
I've never even seen a porcupine in Florida. I'll be honest with you.
Really?
Yeah.
Really?
I can't even remember dead on the side of the road.
That's so blunt.
Well, I can't even remember seeing a poor porcupine as roadkill.
It's still kind of blunt.
Okay, of all the roadkill I scraped up for dinner,
it was never
a porcupine.
Podcast over yet? Okay, ready.
Oh, hell's to the now.
Hell's to the now.
You got one? Because I got another one, dude.
You go.
No, you go.
No, you go.
All right, this is from Georgia.
Okay.
And it's not nearly as bad as Florida's elephant law, but it's kind of
related. All right, I'm ready.
It's against the law to tie a giraffe to a telephone pole or street lamp.
What?
You cannot just, like, tie it off your giraffe to a telephone pole or a street lamp before you go in the bar.
I feel like the giraffe is so tall that its little giraffe head, you know how they have those cute little heads on their big long necks?
Yeah.
Like, I feel like the head would be really close to the wires, and that's super dangerous, so I understand that.
Oh, it could be. But can you imagine how much play you'd get if you go up to a bar on a giraffe? In Georgia? Screw those jacked up trucks. The girls would be flocking to you.
You don't need to come in blaring your Luke Combs.
That's right.
If you got a giraffe on you, it's all set.
If you got a giraffe under you, you're good to go.
Well, I have one about Georgia, which is again from Bit Rebels, and is not that exciting comparatively. Yeah. It's, quote, in Georgia, goldfish may not be given away as a prize to bingo players.
I'm going to agree with that one all day long.
Have you ever won a
Me
too.
I've always felt bad for those poor little goldfish.
Have you ever had a fish survive after you won it?
Oh, I don't remember that.
Yeah, because you repressed it.
I think we usually just swallow them on a double dog bear.
What?
So it doesn't count.
You did not.
I never did. No. But I had people like palm them off on it.
Why would you do that?
Or use them for fishing bait.
Oh my gosh. I won.
So shiny.
I won a goldfish at the Bedford Presbyterian Church.
Yeah.
Like carnival fair.
And then your cat scooped it right out.
No, and I brought it home in this little plastic bag.
Yeah.
And my mother said, that's not going to survive.
Not in the bag.
Yeah. And she was like, we don't have a goldfish bowl. What are you thinking? And I was like,
dude,
I won it.
You can use anything for a goldfish.
And my mom was like, that thing's going to die. And it made it like a week. And
so then it died. You didn't give me like a nice glass pitcher or something to put it in?
No.
Anyway.
I think she was still mad at me because I had a horseshoe crab that I brought home from science class.
Live?
Yeah.
You can't keep a horseshoe crab alive.
I tried to.
They live in a delicate environment. How are you going to recreate their mud flat?
And it got really smelly because I tried to.
Oh, that's because it died.
No, it was still alive. And I had like this little like vase.
You put a horseshoe crab in a vase? Was it tiny?
You're making me feel really bad.
Well, I mean, it suffered for how long, but...
I let it go. Hey, I let it...
In the toilet?
No.
Don't lie.
No, I didn't. I let it go in our...
In fresh water?
I was just a little kid. We had a swamp in our backyard, so I was like, oh, I don't like the swamp, and I let it go there, because my mom said I had to.
Well, there's only two things wrong with that, honey. Horseshoe crabs live in salt water, possibly brackish.
Well, maybe it was brackish. It was only inland by like 40 miles. 140 out of 340 miles.
Horseshoe crabs are not indigenous to New England. I'm just saying.
I feel so guilty.
Oh, that was a long time ago. I'm sure that crab has forgiven you by now.
Dude, that thing's dead.
That's why I forgave you.
It smelled so bad. My mom made me do that with the garden snake I caught, too.
She made you throw it in the swamp?
Yeah. Probably ate the crab if the crab wasn't already dead. She did not like me having anything that wasn't anything typical.
So you remember what you said?
No.
About camels running around the Midwest?
Yeah.
Maybe one of them might have wandered off a little bit. Because in Idaho.
Wait, did we read these comments?
Yeah, you did.
All right, did we read this one?
No.
Read that one.
These trying to figure out where they'd get the giraffe from.
Yeah.
Well, could be like, you know, you could have a small zoo. And you're just like a rich guy with all kinds of fancy sports cars, so you drive a different one every night. So you just ride a different kind of animal to the bar every night.
That would be so cool. We have a local rich guy who has a lot of cars, and I don't know him, but I know people hate his cars because to them they show his wealth. And
you do know one of them.
The people who hate him?
No, the car owner.
Oh, yeah, I know him, but I'm not like, I don't know him. Like, like I wouldn't be able to be like, hey, what's your deepest soul? Blah, blah, blah.
Him. He might just tell you.
Okay, but anyways, I can see him being like, oh, yeah, I'm done with cars. We're going to start with like giraffes and then elephants and then cheetahs just to annoy people.
What are we going to do with them?
I don't know.
But we can't even have chickens in our backyard.
Yeah.
I bet in town, I don't know. It might not say anything in the land use ordinance about those kind of animals.
Like maybe you can have an elephant in your backyard in Bar Harbor, Maine, but not chickens.
Let's get a tiger.
Because God forbid you're self-sufficient in town.
That's right.
All right, ready?
Yeah.
Susie has something.
You read it. From 1909 to 1989. Dogs and cats were not allowed to be brought into Iceland because a parasite was brought in. And Iceland lost most of their sheep population.
No.
We could not bring our dog in 1972. They have their own breed of dog and cat.
Wait, what did you do?
I'm sure they do.
What did you do in 1972 with your doggy?
Probably left the beloved animal with a family member.
Oh, that would be hard.
Yes.
Dee said, I believe the rich guy scenario. I doubt they'd be able to take it from the zoo. Well, not without help. I only hope.
If you own the zoo, you can take whatever you want.
Maybe we should own a zoo. Maybe not legally.
You can ride an alpaca. I'll ride the giraffe.
All right, I have one from Arkansas. After 6 p.m., dogs in Little Rock are banned from barking. Less woof and more shh. How do you, like, so there can be no Great Pyrenees in Arkansas.
How do you keep your dog from barking?
I know.
I mean, are people not allowed to walk on the streets after 6 p.m.?
Have I ever told, all right, ready podcast for a story of me being a dick?
What?
Yeah, I love telling stories about me being a jerk because it always is, everyone's like, oh, you're not a jerk, Carrie. And I'm like, yes, I am. I am the biggest jerk if you wake me up from my sound sleep, right?
Oh, God, she is.
I am. It's horrible. It's like there's no filter, and I'm just a nasty human being. I am like a demon woman. And so one night, I was living in my house in Bar Harbor, Maine, and my dog, Scotty, apparently barked at somebody in our driveway. And I remember him barking, and then I remember him stopping, and it was his job. His job as Scotty was to make sure I was safe, right? Like, he was the most chill doggy in the world. He loved everybody, but if you randomly were in our driveway, he'd bark at you, right? So he barked, and then people, I guess, stared at him, and he barked again at the people through the window, and then he stopped, and the people called the police. And so it wasn't a lot of barking, because I basically slept through most of it, right? And I get a call on my cell phone, which is right by my bed, from a dispatcher from the Bar Harbor Police Department. And they're like, hey, Carrie, I'm so sorry, but there's a complaint that your dog is barking. And you can't have there's a barking dog ordinance. And I was just like, what? My dog's not barking. Listen. And I held up my phone like he could hear. And then he was like, yeah. Okay, well, an officer's coming by to make sure your dog's not barking. And I was like, can you not hear through my phone that my dog? I was like so outraged. Like, I was such a jerk, right? And then the most lovely police officer, his name is Jacob Day, who I adore, came by and he pulls in the driveway. And Scotty starts barking, right? And I'm like, and the guy, the dispatcher was Adam at the time, yeah. Poor Adam. And he's like, oh, I'm like, yeah, he's barking now. Do you want to know why? Because Jake's in our driveway, Adam. Like, okay, it's fine. I'm like, bye, Jake, and waving out the window. And I'm like, this is the stupidest thing. And that is how much of a jerk I am when you wake me up.
Even more than that. That's pretty light. That's pretty tame.
I was not even someone in my family. And I'm like, I'm talking back to you. Don't give me any lip. I was like that lady in the airplane who thought somebody was on the end of the airplane. I had that voice. I was like, that person is not right. Do you hear my dog? No. So outraged.
Oh, baby.
Sorry, nobody cared about that story, and I enjoyed telling it. But D says, same, Carrie, same. I love my sleep. Let me sleep. Exactly. Don't wake up the demon. Susie says that when they went to Iceland in 1972, their vet took their doggy, which is a pretty awesome vet, honestly.
Yeah, it is.
And Nate says, bark collar.
Carrie will never let me use bark collars.
It doesn't work on Great Pyrenees.
Well, we don't currently have any.
We don't actually have a Great Pyrenees, so we don't have the police coming to arrest us anymore. We have the best neighbors. Can I tell you how great our neighbors were? Our neighbors were so great that when Gabby, the Great Pyrenees, lived here and liked to bark and not stop, they said I would apologize to them, and they actually said things like, her bark is very comforting. And they'd like, no, it's like a nice, low, mellow bark. It makes us feel like the whole neighborhood's safe when she's out there. That's how cool my neighbors are. We are the luckiest human beings.
Honestly. Yeah, they're so cool.
They're so cool. We have the coolest neighbors.
It's Sean funny, saves it's funny that time. Gabby barked at everything that moved, but when she was silent when she was killing stuff.
Yeah, she was. She liked to kill quietly.
She was like a sniper.
Just like Sean.
Sniper dog.
All right. Do you have another one? I'm so sorry. I sidetracked us.
What?
I sidetracked us with a random story about me being a jerk.
If
only Chris Walsh was here, he would like have reveled in my jerkiness.
Who?
Chris Walsh.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
He would have loved it.
Mm-hmm. Don't wake me up. Here are the carry rolls. Ready? Don't wake me up for something stupid. Like, house on fire? Fine. 2, do not insult my dogs. Those are my rules. Those are like the only rules I have, really. Other than be nice to everybody, unless you wake me up, and then I'm going to break that rule.
So.
They want to stop the podcast.
Why?
And you just served me, which means I was stupid.
Okay. Not at all. All right. Ohio has a ton.
Okay. Are you going to tell us them?
Yes. All right. The first one kind of stymies me.
Ooh, that's a big word, baby.
It is. It's not that big. It's only like 6 letters long. Oh, it's exactly 6 letters
long. It's a show-off word, man.
It is illegal. Remember, this is Ohio.
Okay.
To fish for whales on Sunday.
What?
Yep.
In Ohio?
Yeah.
That's not, there's no whales in Ohio.
No, there's not.
What? Steve Waddell likes my rules. Thank you, Steve Waddell. This is why you're my co-author. And I'm yours.
Steve doesn't have to live with you.
Oh, my God.
I'm just kidding.
You're so mean.
Oh, wait. There's one in Oklahoma that I guarantee you Steve's probably been...
Oh, Steve, for those of you who do not know, Steve Waddell lives in...
Oklahoma.
All right. Now we have context.
I'm going to go back to Ohio after this one.
Okay.
But
I have one in Oklahoma too.
In some areas, people can be fined, arrested, or jailed for making ugly faces at dogs.
Are you serious?
Yeah.
Really?
I'm assuming this is that they did a little research here.
What is an ugly face? Is it like,
yeah, I guess.
Like, how do you determine it? Steve says, yep. I have another one from Oklahoma, but it doesn't say what city it's from, but it references a mayor.
Oh.
So it's dogs aren't allowed to congregate in groups of 3 or more on private property unless they have a signed permit from the mayor.
It's kind of like a kennel license, I guess.
Yeah.
Here in Bar Harbor.
Yeah. I don't know what our rules are here.
You too. If Perry Moore was listening, he'd know. But it's either
he's too cool.
Either 3 or 4 dogs, you gotta have a kennel license.
Is it 5?
I think it's lower, but I can't remember.
We have never had a kennel.
Can I go back to Ohio now?
Yes, I'm going back to Ohio.
Owners of
isn't that a song? Hey ho, way to go, Ohio!
Do you just not want me to tell my stories?
I'm afraid of Ohio. Okay, just tell it, but tell me that's a song.
It's a song, baby.
You don't know.
I know. But it sounds familiar.
All right. I think it's like by the Pretenders or something.
Yeah, something like that.
Okay.
Owners of tigers must notify authorities within 1 hour if the tiger escapes. I'm thinking what? The tiger can kill a lot of people in an hour.
Oh, maybe.
Go eat little kids after that.
Where the city was gone with the Pretenders, right?
I guess.
Yeah, sure. I can get that song. Yay! All right. It's a real song.
In Ohio, it is legal to throw a snake at someone, but it is illegal to shake a snake at someone.
Because that's meaner to
the snake? Huh?
So you hurt the snake by shaking it, but not by throwing it?
Yeah.
Is that the...
I guess.
If Steve's here, can I share this one? Because this is honor of Steve and one of our books. So according to the Animal League Defense Fund, if Bigfoot is real, he is safe in Skamania County, Washington. The scenic northwestern county considers Sasquatch, Yeti, Bigfoot, or, quote, giant hairy ape, an endangered species, and slaying one is a misdemeanor punishable by 1 year in county jail, $1,000 fine, or both. But up until 1985, slaying Sasquatch was an actual felony.
What?
I know, they downgraded the slaying of the Sasquatch.
Probably because nobody's ever done it. Well, and they thought this law is a little harsh. How are we ever going to prove that Sasquatch is real? Everybody's afraid to even kill them.
If they make a law about it, doesn't it have to be real? There's no like, hey, you can't kill an alien species.
I bet that's a law somewhere.
I'm gonna look it up.
So wait, I still got more from Ohio.
Okay. Oh my gosh, Ohio.
It is against the law. It is against the law to kill a housefly within 160 feet of a church without a license.
Wait, what? A housefly?
That's what it says. Within 160 feet of a church. Dog, we're not in Oklahoma. We'll make an ugly face at you.
Are you saying I'm a dog?
The dog's on. You can't see the dog?
I was trying to find out. Oh.
Half on my lap.
That's so cutie.
Here's another one from Cleveland, Ohio.
Okay.
It's illegal to catch mice without a hunting license.
What?
Yes.
Mice?
Mice.
Mice, mice.
Mice, like you crawl around your house if you don't have a cat.
So everyone who works at the Jackson Laboratory in Bar Harbor that does testing on mice would be breaking the law?
In Cleveland, Ohio, yes.
Ooh,
interesting. Well, it doesn't say kill, it says catch.
Well, I assume sometimes they get loose.
Oh, yeah, they have mouse traps all over the place.
Do you have this one? Do you have this one in Ohio?
What?
Police officers in Paulding County.
Yes, I have that.
Can bite a dog to calm it down.
Yep.
Can you imagine being a popo?
No.
And be like, I'm going to bite this dog. Calm it down.
That rule should apply to people more than dogs.
Doesn't even make any sense. Hey,
okay. Puppy. Last one from Ohio.
Oh, really?
Marysville. It is illegal for a dog to urinate on a parking meter.
Oh, Pokey, did you hear that?
But according to this website, there are no parking meters in Marysville.
Oh, my God. According to mine at BitRibbles,
yeah,
there are laws in Ohio that forbid you from getting a dog, a fish, drunk.
Drunk?
How do you get a fish drunk?
I skipped that one, actually.
How do you get a fish drunk?
Well, you take the goldfish bowl, and you put the goldfish in a little glass of water for a minute, and you dump the bowl out, and you fill it full of beer, and then you put the goldfish back in the beer.
How do you know that?
Well, first you gotta let the beer warm up the room temperature, or the goldfish is gonna die anyway.
Time up.
What?
How do you know that?
I just made it up.
Oh, you lying liar who lies.
It makes perfect sense.
No, it doesn't.
How else are you gonna get a goldfish drunk?
First off,
or a fish.
How do you know that alcohol even gets a fish drunk?
Well, I know. But I mean, because if you put a fish in a bowl full of alcohol and it starts swimming around in circles, it could just be dying.
People are so mean to fish.
Look, he's so drunk, he's floating on the top now. Oh,
we had a goldfish. Actually, it was a beta fish.
Who's we?
Me and Emmy.
Oh.
His name was Gwen.
Gwen?
Yeah, for Guinevere.
Oh.
Turned out it was a boy, but his name was Gwen. The end.
We never
got Gwen drunk, by the way. We never partied hard with Gwen.
No.
Nobody ate Gwen. Nobody swallowed Gwen.
Oh, that'd be the best.
What?
Swallowing a beta. They go right now.
Oh, my gosh.
They're not chunky like a goldfish.
Do you want me to share one now? Or are you still?
You just shared one, didn't you? But
you go.
He may not be around here.
Wait, Doug, he's on a cruise, isn't he? Yeah.
He says just popping in from our cruise ship off the coast of Alaska. Only one dog on board.
A fake? I don't know either. Is he speaking in tongues? It's a language we don't understand, Doug. But that's so cool, except about only one doggy being on board. I hope you're having a good time, Doug. I hope you hear all the rules of Alaska and pets that Sean had.
The rules in Alaska?
Yeah.
I think Doug missed all of them.
I know. He could get arrested now.
Hey, Doug, just don't push a moose out of an airplane. You'll be all right.
And don't get a moose drunk. Don't put a dog on top of a car.
Oh, yeah. Don't tie your dog to the top of your car.
Did you know that in Hartford, Connecticut, it's against the law to educate your dog?
What does educate mean? You can't even train it?
I think it means like your dog, you can't go to school.
There's no dog schools in Hartford?
I guess if there are, I don't know, man. I mean, dogs are mayors in some towns. I'd like an educated mayor, you know. I mean,
that sounds kind of like a business idea. You start like a Montessori school for dogs.
Oh my God, that'd be so cool. Oh, we have one from Susie. Do you want to read it? It's longer. Or do you want me to read it?
Oh, well, first go to Doug's because he explained what AFIC means.
I don't see it. Oh, here.
As far as I know.
Oh!
Man, Doug's pulling out all that wait, lingo? What generation are people right now, like Zane?
Z?
Zane, Generation Z? He's pulling out all that Generation Z lingo.
Doug's too cool for us, man.
I know.
He's too cool for school. He's like a Gwendolyn Brooks poem.
I don't know what that means.
I know, but I put out the literary reference just in case one person just listening
is as
guru Madeline, as me.
Susie might know it, actually.
Anyways.
You want me to read Susie's?
Yeah, sure.
Way back in the late 50s, early 60s, we lived with the locals in Turkey. In the fall, where there was a month. In the fall.
I read ahead.
There was a month when poison was put out for dogs. Dogs are lowest of the low in a Muslim country. Any dog found without a collar was trapped and killed. There was a Dalmatian and military family left behind named Shimshat that roamed our neighborhood. He would have many collars put on him by us military brats, and we would take turns taking him in.
Okay, I am so glad everyone took turns taking
Shimshat
in.
Yeah.
But who the hell left their dog?
I don't know.
Shimshak.
Maybe they could not take him.
Maybe.
I doubt they took him over there. I hope not. They probably got him off the street to save his ass.
Maybe. I'm worried about Shimshak, though. Let's go back to Doug being cooler than us. Doug's always being cooler than us. Let's be real. Dude, ready?
What? Yes, go ahead.
Dude, what?
No, nothing.
In Idaho, if you are locked out of your house in Wallace, Idaho, you cannot hide or shelter in a dog kennel because it is illegal for a person to sleep in one.
What? Really?
Yep.
How can that even be a law?
I don't know, but I would have been arrested as a child.
If you wanted to sleep in a dog kennel, you should be allowed to sleep in a dog kennel.
Our house at Hardy Road had a dog kennel, even though we didn't have a dog at the time. It had been from a past dog of, like, because I'm the youngest in my family by so much. It was way before me. You know what I mean?
Oh, yeah, I know what you mean.
And it was way in the backyard by the basketball hoop.
Was it a kennel or a house?
It was like a house to me. But it was a dog house, dog a dog house. Kennel. Like, it was a dog house, I guess. Like, it was made out of wood.
Yeah, like a studio house?
Almost as big as a tiny house right now. No. But I was, like, totally in love with that. And all I wanted to do was sleep in that dog house. But it smelled like mice. And my mom freaked out every time I was a little kid. I was like, I'm just going to go play in the doggy house. And then
she didn't like that, did she?
Her little girl was not supposed to get dirty. It was already bad enough that I was playing in the sand lot with the excavators and the Tonka trucks. But like to go lay and hang out in the doghouse and read my books was like end of the world.
That's crazy.
She made my stepdad pull it down.
Because you wouldn't stay out of it, would you?
No, the heck no, I wouldn't. Like she'd come home from work and she'd be like, were you in that doghouse?
Really?
And
I'm
like,
yeah. Your mom had a good sniffer like you.
I was
huh?
just a mess. I was such a messy child. Yeah.
There you go.
I was. I'm like, hey, smelling like mud and mice. And
Tennessee has a law that I dare anybody
all right.
to try to do.
Okay, what is it?
Although, I guess you could if you had a special one. It is illegal to use a lasso to catch a fish.
What?
Well, see, I was thinking of like a horse or cow lasso.
All right, that makes
sense. I think the lasso they're talking about is more like a snare trap, like wire. So if the fish swims through it, it tightens up, like maybe like its tail fin can't fit through, gets caught on it, and it tightens up as it keeps swimming.
Wow.
I don't know. But that's a stupid law.
All right, I'm going to Europe for this one. You ready?
Uh-huh.
Another stupid law, I guess, but maybe not. So in Europe, if you have a pig, specifically in France, you cannot name your French pig Napoleon because it's insulting to Napoleon Bonaparte.
Really?
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Huh. I'd personally be honored if a piggy was named Carrie Jones. I'd be honored. Like, I'd be honored if anything was named Carrie Jones. All right. Susie says there are a lot, I mean, a lot of cats in Turkey because Ataturk, I can't say that, said he would come back as a cat. We took our boxer there. The sad thing is, usually military leave pets behind because to ship them is expensive or they're going somewhere that they cannot take their pet. It costs us more to ship our rescue dog from Japan to Maine than it did for plane tickets for both of our kids.
Good Lord.
Wow.
I believe that.
I believe it too. Wow. There's another one, Susie, on the site that I'm on that says that in Iceland, one of the reasons that doggies were banned from there was because the poop scooping laws didn't work.
They were getting inundated with dog crap?
Yeah. I don't know if that's true, but sharing.
So this is not a strange law, but it's written in a non-grammatically correct way.
Okay.
So it makes it kind of funny. Supposedly from Belvedere, California.
Okay.
No dog shall be in a public place without its master on a leash. Which is just how our dogs would like it.
That's really funny. There's a law in Italy, in like one town in Italy,
yes,
that says that if a pet shares a meal with its human.
Yeah.
It has to have an absolutely equal portion of that meal.
What?
Yeah.
Dude, and if, you're in trouble.
And if not, the owner can get fined. And in Norway, only male boy cats and doggies can be neutered. The females are not.
They're not to be spayed?
Nope. Only the boys.
Why is that?
And in Sweden, where they really care about happiness, it's, they say that if you bring your like doggy to doggy daycare,
yeah,
that they have to have a sunny window to look out upon.
Every dog?
Oh, well, maybe just a big enough window for every dog. For I don't group? Know. Yeah.
Maybe just sit at the window and watch their owners leave and behind.
Yeah. Oh, Susie's connected the dots.
Yes, she has.
So Susie says that because of the poop scooping lack,
failure,
that's how the parasites were fed to sheep.
Oh, that makes sense.
Susie, so smart.
Those dirty dogs.
It's not the doggies, it's the humans who don't pick up their poop.
Yeah, well.
Have that issue here.
In Galesburg, Illinois,
yes,
smelly dogs are illegal.
What?
Yeah.
What's a smelly dog?
A dog that smells like a wet dog, I guess.
Really?
Sure.
So, like, if your doggy gets sprayed by a skunk, your doggy
don't take him outside for a while. All right. I'd say
you're allowed to have your smelly dog in your house.
Unless you got a narky neighbor.
What if you're a smelly human? Because I think that humans can smell worse than dogs sometimes. So, like...
Well, they can.
Did you fall asleep over there? What happened?
No, I'm trying not to rub my eye too much.
We have allergies.
For itchiness.
Itchy eyes.
It's just starting.
Uh-oh. We better end the podcast. Do you have any, other stories before we end?
Let me check out the roster here. There was a lot I didn't read. Some of them were kind of stupid.
Do you want me to read one about llamas?
Yeah.
All right. On the Animal Legal Defense Fund, it says, quote, llama drama. Planning on being around llamas in Georgia? Do so at your own risk. In the Peach State, no one engaged in llama-related activities. I'm sorry. That just sounds so naughty. can make a claim against someone else for injury, loss, damage, or death resulting from interacting with a llama.
Really?
Yes. And also, in Virginia, it's illegal to capture a wild bird.
Yeah.
Or kill a wild bird.
Yeah.
Anywhere near a fire, like if there's a field on fire or a forest on fire.
Oh, because all the animals are fleeing the fire.
Yeah. So I think it's maybe they think that people are setting the fires.
Yeah, I never thought of that,
though. Well, don't do that.
What a great way.
No, not a good idea.
What a great way to
idea.
Wait till Smokey the Bear says fire danger is high.
No.
You can fill your tabs in like 30 minutes and just go home.
That would be so wrong. So wrong. And also, did you do this one in Ohio, babe? Uh-oh. About horses and mating?
No.
All right. So in Ohio, if you have a horse and you own that horse.
Yeah.
And that horse is maybe a boy horse. You cannot allow that boy horse to mate with a girl horse anywhere on an alley or a public street.
What? Are they trying to tamp down the horse prostitution in Ohio?
Yes, there's maybe a horse prostitution.
I mean, like, you know, it's not uncommon in Florida to see two horses humping behind a dumpster, but, you know. Jeez, let them have at it. Oldest profession.
D has allergies too, and that's because you two are like separated at birth, D. That's the thing.
You had allergies this week too, buddy.
I know, but D's quite sick with allergies.
Well, yeah.
And Susie says many of the hotels and restaurants in the UK have a pet menu.
I don't know.
Time for me to move.
I don't know many of it in our town that do, but I'm kind of surprised by that.
I know. Why don't we? Maybe that's what we should do to make a living.
No, because the last. It was a tavern / bar that tried to be dog friendly, ended up having one killed, remember?
Yeah, that was terrible.
So
you need to tell another story because we can't end on that.
We're not gonna.
All right, tell us.
I'm gonna tell this one from Newcastle, Delaware, because back in the day we would have gotten some tickets.
Oh, no.
It's against the law for couples to make out or even hold hands while walking a dog on a leash.
What?
Yeah.
Why?
I don't know.
That's maybe, like my high school. That's like, ugh.
Maybe they feel like you're going to get distracted or something.
Yeah.
Yeah. And your dog's going to chew somebody's leg off while you're not looking.
That's not cool, man. That's not cool.
I mean, that's a heavy makeout sesh, but.
That would be pretty heavy makeout. I'm going to end on this one because we're talking about sexy things. You ready?
Oh, sure.
All right. In the UK. Which Susie just mentioned, it is against the law, according to Bit Rebels, to let your pet mate with a pet from the royal house.
Oh my gosh.
There's some classism in the
UK.
There
is so much classism.
I know you're shocked. But yeah.
All right.
No mating with the royal corgis.
So if we live in the UK, you know what we have to do, right? Get some little mutt dog. That's not fixed.
I've never had an animal that's not fixed.
Just turn him loose right on the ground. Like a whole pack of them.
A pack of unneutered dogs just
wait
going
till the
for
royal
it.
Corgis are in heat.
Past the royal guards.
That's right.
Past King. Is Charles a king now? Past
yeah.
King Charles. That sounds weird. But like.
Maybe the female dog would be sitting on Charles's lap.
Maybe. That would be really funny.
And the mongrel male jumps up.
You know what that is? That is a scene from a stoner movie.
Yeah,
that is like the perfect stoner movie scene. Much like our life. So, hey, thanks for listening. Dee, we hope you feel better.
Yes.
Nate, Doug, and Susie, thanks for chiming in. And Steve.
See, now you're aware of the ugly face law. Be nope. Nice to those doggies at the dog park.
Don't make the faces at them. And thanks for hanging out with us. And for those listening after the fact, hi.
Hey, everybody that's listening right now, I know Carrie already said this, but have a good, hopefully for most of you, 3-day weekend.
Oh, yeah, man. That's right. And all that kind of stuff.
I don't get one, but that's life.
Me either. Me either. It was good to see you too, Nate. Have a great night, everybody.
It was nice to hear from him.
Yeah. All right, here we go. And thanks to Stubby for these for the outro music.
For the righteous tunes?
Yeah.
All right, baby. Let it rip.
Thank you for listening to Loving the Strange. Please be sure to like and subscribe. And remember, embrace the strange. New episodes every Saturday, live streaming Fridays. Go get your strange on, friends. Thanks for listening.